Chapter 8, The Integrity of Money. Integrity is an interesting word. I have heard it used in many different ways and in different contexts. Many times I have heard someone say, he has no integrity. Someone else might say, that house has integrity of design. Before discussing the integrity of money, I think it best I give my definition of integrity. Webster's offers three definitions for integrity. They are, number one, soundness, an unimpaired condition. Number two, incorruptibility, firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values. Number three, completeness, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. All three definitions are required to discuss money and integrity. To better illustrate, I use the example of the integrity of an automobile. An automobile is made up of systems, the brake system, fuel system, electrical system, and so on. If the systems are not operating in integrity, the car will not be sound. The car is not whole. A similar example can be made with the human body. Some of the systems of the body are the respiratory system, nervous system, digestive system, and so on. If the integrity of the human body's system is not sound, corrupted with clogged arteries, for instance, health declines and disease or death soon follows. Just as health can break down from a lack of integrity, so can wealth be compromised by a lack of integrity. Symptoms of a lack of financial integrity are crippling taxes, high expenses, excessive debt, bankruptcy, foreclosure, sadness, and despair. Earlier, I listed five different financial intelligences. Once again, they are financial IQ number one, making more money. Financial IQ number two, protecting your money. Financial IQ number three, budgeting your money. Financial IQ number four, leveraging your money. Financial IQ number five, improving your financial information. The integrity of all five intelligences is required if a person wants to grow rich, stay rich, and pass his or her wealth on for generations. Missing one or more of the financial intelligences is like someone who doesn't know how to drive attempting to drive a car that has brakes without pads and water in the gas lines. When a person is struggling financially, one or more of these financial intelligences is out of whack, financial integrity is not sound, and the person is not complete.